I sent them a slice of
I need a gavel.
Alright. Is it going?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, at 5:33 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item two. Roll call.
Sloan?
Present.
Casimara?
Present.
Vitar?
Present.
Carrasco?
Present.
Hidalgo?
Here.
Tranquillo?
Present.
Tar?
Here.
Wayne?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Perfect, thank you. Is there any public comment? Yes, perfect. So we're going to hear a presentation from Sam Burchetta from Judicial Board. Go ahead.
Hey guys, just a quick presentation for you. My name's Sam Burchetta. For those of you that don't know me, there's a couple clubs here, but I'm here from the Judicial Council, and I just have a quick 30-minute presentation for you. No, I just seem designed to buy that. No, I just have a quick couple-minute presentation for you guys to talk about a new program we're bringing to the campus and how, as clubs and organizations, I think this can really benefit you guys and something that you can share with your organizations. So what we're looking to bring to campus is a mediation program. Are you guys familiar with mediation? Yeah, so what it is it's pretty much having people develop their own solutions. And coming from the engineering field, and I know numerous are actually here from the engineering field today, which is kind of cool, this is the first presentation, but a lot of solutions aren't present when you first look at a problem, and oftentimes the solution's there, we just don't see it. And so that's what the mediation program is for, and the biggest part of it is to make sure that these relationships that we're building here today on campus will stay with us forever. I know that I have relationships from my freshman year that are the strongest they've ever been, and if something were to happen, you know, they could have easily been messed up. And so what we're trying to do is create a program for students to develop solutions. And so I'm just going to quickly go over what the program's going to look like, and then I'll ask if you guys have any feedback, and then I'll probably come back a little later, probably next year, because I don't know how many of you will be here, and none of you will probably be here, but so what the program's going to look like is we're going to have an interest form, and someone can fill it out, and it's pretty much going to say, hey, I want to mediate with this individual. We gave this a trial run with the residence halls, and someone was actually frustrated that someone else was using their toothpaste. Kind of a silly concept, but, you know, he was like, hey, I just want to sit down, and I'm not comfortable approaching it myself. So we reached out to the other individual, and we said, hey, you know, this person wants to sit down and mediate with you. Would you be interested? And he was a little shocked at first, and then he said, yeah, sure, why not? So after the interest form, we bring both parties in once they agree upon it, and then we sit down with them, and we give each side an opportunity to talk about what they have an issue with. And I think this could be really viable for clubs and organizations, whether it be disagreement about positions, just fighting within a club or organization, or just having that outlet. But anyways, I digress. And so we sat them down, and we each gave them an opportunity to talk about what, you know, what they had an issue with. And the student, you know, at first he was a little shy, but he said, I'll be honest, I'd rather you have smelly breath than continue to use my toothpaste. And the other guy recognized it immediately. He's like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, it was one of those aha moments. And instead of ruining their relationship in the dorms, which often can happen, they were able to work it out. It was super simple. So that will be the process. And then at the end, we'll have a little resolution agreement. So this is something for both of them just to have and sign and just say, hey, we recognize this is what we came to. There's no enforcement on your guys' end, but something that they can at least offer them and say, hey, you went through. So that's what we'll be doing. And currently what we're planning on doing is myself and four other individuals here at ASUN are going to be going down to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Boyd School of Law, and taking an 80-hour mediation course this summer. So we're going to be professionally trained, and I think this is a great opportunity for you guys. And I just kind of want to get your feedback and see, do you think this is something clubs and orgs would use here on campus? Yeah.
So I like the idea of it. I think it's cool. But at the same time, it's going to be hard for, I think, individuals within each organization to be like, oh, yeah, I want to take a mediation case to ASUN, because that seems a lot bigger from a club standpoint than like them just trying to handle it themselves, you know?
I would say if you haven't done this already, I would encourage you try to, instead of you doing the mediation directly, maybe adding an educational component. market, so how can they do that eventually so that it's not kind of like a dependent type of service where they go and you fix a problem? I would rather see student leaders be enabled and empowered to do this type of thing within their organization as they're going to continue to be officers and train others. So if that's something that you haven't taken into consideration, maybe seeing how...
That's a great idea. I like that a lot. But yeah, that's, you know, we just want to touch with you because I think the big thing is when we come back for our next time that I come and talk to you guys is just to really push it out and get the word out there that, hey, there's this resource for individuals. And whether it's a club or organization, whether it's an issue with rent, with a roommate, we just want to be there for students and have them developing their own solutions. I really like your idea of we can, you know, put the training wheels on for them and kind of walk through it and then maybe... you know, okay, now I have the skills. I understand how to communicate to an individual or something like that. So.
And there might be a case where it does work because you need a third person, someone who's unbiased and someone who can moderate a conversation. I oftentimes do that for clubs and orgs, but if there's an additional service, I think it's a great thing. But then making sure that you leave them with tools so that if they do, you know, that issue presents themselves, that they can feel more empowered to take it on their own.
I understand there are like limitations, obviously, but how would you enforce? I mean, if two people give you their word and they sign their contract, how would it be enforced?
So what we found is, you're right, there's no way to enforce it. Like, we're not going to be patrolling people with our little meter maid stuff
right.
on. But we found that in working with the Office of Student Conduct is kind of, that was our concern. So it was like, well, they're going to sign this just to get it over with, right? And we found that individuals that actually are willing to participate in mediation, now there's a number of individuals that you'll contact and say, hey, I want to mediate, and they'll say, no. And you say, okay. And that's where it stops. But those individuals that are saying, okay, you know, I'll sit down and listen, and I'll listen to the other side. You see a lot more of holding to those agreements and understanding, like, okay, this is what the person meant. You know, just to get back to Director Long, I agree. I think that we'll be stuck at reaching our audience without the help of you guys. And so I want to make sure that we're getting you guys in on the ground floor, especially our club commissioners, just to be able to say, hey, do you have any issues? Or, hey, what can we also do to help you? Because Club and Ord, I mean, it's the heart of this campus. So.
Perfect. Yeah, and so my recommendation, I guess, with that moving into the next year is whoever the next director is, especially... in the training component, I know that that's, you know, it sets the basis for at least this commission. We trained pretty hard at the very beginning, and that's kind of made the commission the way it is. I would suggest, like, trying to throw whatever you want, you know, the commission to be doing in regards to the mediation process into that training component so that they get the feel of it right out of the gate there, so...
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, this first year we're just doing a trial run of it with five individuals, but if we see this take off on campus, we see it grab, one of the things I really want to do is get other organizations mediation trained, so it's not just ASUN. So our director of clubs and orgs gets mediation trained, so then he knows exactly what the process looks like, he's involved, he can mediate. But just having that as well.
We can set up a separate meeting to discuss this further, but if this is something where, you know, this training is going to happen this summer?
Yes.
Okay, so if you do that and then you come back and you find out if you either very need to present on the IOB conference, would be a good place to present on the second training or what you learned, because you'll have a captive audience, and most of the time it's president and vice president or treasurer of the clubs and orgs, so that could be a space for you and whoever else is trained to bring back to campus.
Or today.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I really like that one. Awesome. Anything else? You guys are awesome. Kept it short, not 30 minutes.
Right on. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate it. Is there any more public comment?
How's it going? We're starting up a new club called the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. I'm Ryan Hughes.
I'm Dallas.
I'm a freshman. I'm a senior here. I'm about to graduate. And the club's called Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, University of Nevada Reno chapter. It stems from a national organization. well as several state chapters. We do a lot of work with the state chapter. Our main mission is public lands advocacy. We enjoy hunting, fishing, backcountry skiing, hiking, you know, doing whatever on public lands, and we're at kind of a pivotal time as far as legislature goes for especially Nevada for public lands transfers into state hands. And the goal of the club is also to educate each other on backcountry, woodsmanship, hunting, fishing, that kind of thing. We've already done a lot of events. We've gone out fly fishing at Pyramid. Do a lot of fly fishing because it's really inclusive to everyone. It's a great skill to learn. We've been working, doing a lot of stuff. We've gone to the legislature building in Carson City and fighting land transfer bills. So far, it's organizing on our own. And so far, it's looking like it's going to be great because we have young guys like Dallas who are involved, who are freshmen, and I'm going to lead. So we're all really excited. Thank you for having us.
Perfect. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Good on. Is there any further public comment? Alrighty, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action 1, the commission will hear the following remittance requests for the Spring 1 funding period. This is a Black Student Organization here.
Right. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Did you sign in on the public attendance sheet?
They did not.
Okay, so just before you leave, if we could get you to sign in, that'd be great. And so we're hearing a remittance for Tier 1, $987.35. Could you just tell us why you want to remit that? Do you know?
We didn't put in a remit.
Oh, it was from the last meeting was about. So they're remitting what they were approved for, and then they're reapplying for early Tier 1 later on in the agenda.
Is it the same amount?
No.
Okay.
I don't want conversation.
Funding manager dismissed.
So we did go with canceling the remittance last time, right? Because I remember that was something that Commissioner Tarr brought up, I think, a few meetings ago. Where
he wanted to cancel it until today so that they had the money just in case something happened.
I remember this here. Okay. Is Commission cool with this? Yes. All right. Perfect. So funding manager dismissed. We'll just put that on the funding tracker when you can. Okay, we'll move into action. It looks like it should be 2. The second action 1 on the agenda. The commission will hear the following emergency club support funding request for the Spring 1 funding period. We'll move into ASME. And can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Ryan Turner, president. Justin Kaplan, treasurer.
Okay. And also for our records, are either of you ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. So could you just tell us about your emergency Tier 2 and what you're requesting?
For emergency Tier 2, we're requesting for funds to go to a conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the Power and Energy Conference of New Mexico Division. It will be June 25th to June 29th. I'm Chris. I believe I put $900, but I did not see that you guys maxed $250 per registration. So, however, that needs to be amended to put the proper amount. Reason why I'm pressing emergency funding is because I was elected after the date I could have applied in order to get this money on time. And early registration ends April 10th, and Spring 2 starts April 14th, and the amount of money required goes up to $50 per person. We didn't even know we were going to this conference kind of until a month ago, I would say. I'm still learning how ASUN and the funding process works. I'm still very new to this. And I'm just hoping that I can get money in time to get the cheaper price in order to save students and the university money.
Perfect. Commissioners, did you look over the app? Have any questions, comments? Floor is open. Commissioner Wayne?
I move to change non-food item line 1 to a unit price of $275.
Seconded by unanimously. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
60% no. Is now $660.
$660. Commissioner Wayne, would you please explain?
Well, like you said, he realized that the conference cap is $275 and his registration contribution of 375, which I didn't know either. I don't remember that. So now it would be like Bunny Managers at $660.
What did you change it to?
275.
The conference registration is 250.
Okay.
That's the cap.
Be $600.
Commissioner Vitar.
Do I have to make any motion?
Yes.
I move to change non-food line item 1 to a unit price of $250 unanimously.
Any dissenting motion? Seeing none, motion carries. What do you manage it is?
Oh, $600. That's
a Commissioner Vitar.
I move to approve this emergency tier 2 application in the amount of $600.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquillo. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Clark.
Yeah, when did you say this conference was?
This is June 25th to 29th.
Okay. So I guess my question to the commission is, why is this emergency and so just an early tier 2 app?
So they have to buy it before a certain date.
Got it.
Any other funny minutes?
So would this be an emergency spring one?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's what it's listed as.
That's good.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Cool.
Congrats. All right. And then, are you guys on the agenda?
Yeah, there should be one more for spring too early.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move into agenda item 4, action. It's listed as 2 on the agenda. It should be 3, though. The commission will hear the following early club support funding request for the Spring 2 funding grade, and we'll move into ASME's early tier 2. All right, and could you just tell us about this one as well?
This is plane tickets to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, out of Sacramento, California. And the reason why I'm applying early is because we're within the 2-month period when we want to start buying plane tickets, and I'm afraid waiting will cause the price to go up. As I said before, I wasn't even elected president of ASME until after your last funding hearing.
Cool. Commissioners? Commissioner Wang?
It looks fine to me. Their flight is just for 4 people, too. There, and it's actually 433 per person.
I'm anticipating the possibility of it going up to the time approved to get the money in the bank and be able to spend. If any money isn't spent, I would just put it back.
So we have to approve based on the supporting documentation that was submitted. So, Commissioner Wang, what was the difference on that?
433, and they requested 450.
So, yeah, we'll have to stick with the supporting documentation on that guy. It won't be too much out-of-pocket cost if the price does go up. Okay. Commissioner Tarr?
I move to change non-food item line 1 to unit price of $433 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
60% is $1,039.20.
$1,039.20.
Yep.
Commissioner
Tarr. I move to approve this tier 2 application in the amount of $1,039.20.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquillo. Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Commissioner Ronquillo.
I looked at the wrong number.
Yes, yeah.
As the commission continues to look at early applications, can you just make sure that it falls under what early constitutes?
Commissioner Wang.
Isn't early just if their event is in spring two, but... Oh. I don't know what early is anymore. But they're applying for airline tickets, and I know we have if the event isn't within 3 weeks of when early spring 2 is, then it's not considered early spring 2, but they need airplane tickets within the first 3 weeks of spring 2. So this is considered early?
Setting an energy test, ma'am.
So, when is your conference? Or when?
June 25th to June 29th. And I'm going to spend the money as soon as I get the card to spend it.
Yeah, Commissioner Uncle.
In the policy manual, it says early approval for Tier 2, a request made under Tier 2 for the purpose of purchasing travel vouchers or paying fees associated with a participation in an event may be approved at the club support funding hearing for the funding created prior to the one in which the event state would normally be placed in. So I think for this situation, it's fine.
Yeah, that's the reason that early was put in the first place, was not to punish those organizations that wanted to participate in things like conferences so that they could pay for flights or get the cheaper cost. Commissioner Hidalgo?
Did we check if they had the 40%?
We have $1,600 approved from ELC.
Do you have that email?
It's
in the bank. Do you have an email?
And if it's
something?
Not, I'm president of ELC.
So do you have an email that states we have like 1780 or something in our bank account? If you like,
yeah, if they've got the email, we can see it. We'll just wait on that, right?
What was approved with
CSO?
How did we move so quickly? I'm not sure.
That was just a remittance request.
So that was, it was just remitted?
Yeah.
Their application is at the end of the street, too.
Oh, you have another one?
Commissioner Hidalgo.
One clarification. What's the number? Oh, what's the amount?
1,039.20.
Are we good with discussion? I think
we're going to.
I'm just waiting to see the official. Oh. Yeah, maybe clarification from you. Just 1 second, Commissioner Wang. Unless you, were you going to answer that question? Okay, go ahead.
I just checked with Central Station before this meeting, and they said that they had all of the ELC funds in their issuing account. They didn't give me a number because I'm not part of it or something.
Funny manager, Jason, did you want to run over there?
Quickly? Yeah, that works.
Commissioner Hidalgo, do you know what time it is?
5:50.
Joke time.
I don't think it's so.
Anyone got any inappropriate jokes?
No.
All right, Commissioner Hidalgo, who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, cows go moo.
You said this joke about 150 times on record.
Good. I'm a trademark it.
Very nice. Look, on, there's got to be another one out there. There's a lot of people here.
We have to perform. Well,
engineers in here. Yeah. I have some good news. I think I'm
Try us.
Try
us.
Let's hear
it. Find it, Ryan?
Yep.
Right on.
Question on my book. I was requesting. Should have found that. Texas.
Is this from the LC?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Okay, sweet. And then we'll just wait on money manager desk to approve the application. So we'll just wait for a second.
Should we have asked them to just check everyone?
We'll see. Oh, yeah. Money manager Desimero left the room. Did you already grab that?
Yeah. Got 2 minutes ago.
Love the secretaries. Makes my life so much easier. Right. There's got to be another joke. Brian, you're pretty funny. You got any jokes?
Okay, so a bunch of engineers were sitting in a room, and they were discussing about how the human body was designed.
And so the mechanical engineers were saying, look at all the fantastic joints. Look at the structurability of the body. It's obviously designed by a mechanical engineer. And electrical engineers like, no. Obviously an electrical engineer. Look at the fantastic nervous system and all the electricity going through it. And then finally, the civil engineer goes and comes up and like, nope, it's designed by a civil engineer who also put a pleasure center next to a waste dump.
Commissioner Hidalgo?
Point of privilege. Jerry's taking too long. I used to pray.
Okay. For the record, Commissioner Hidalgo stepped out of the room at 5:59 p.m. Commissioner Wayne?
Point of privilege. I'm going to talk to him.
ASME have this much, but we already funded them for that too.
And then we can put like
so whatever. So oh, that's like four. That's the one I asked. Just yeah, okay. So
yeah. So we're
yeah. Because
the
airline.
Okay, so to call them. Yeah. So just call them.
This is they originally planned the 60% value. This was the original 60% value. Yeah. So they would have.
Because everyone has taxes. Yep. You shouldn't have any taxes.
Yeah. 13 acres. So they're fine.
Okay.
Right?
Sounds good. Yeah. But I think it's unless they have a deposit
from
the
yeah. Cool. All right. Is there any further conversation on the motion?
We have a motion.
Yes. Okay. To approve the 1039. The accountant's good. Cool. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Right on. Thanks. And that's it, right? For ASME, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for coming in. All right, we'll move into IEEE and hear their early Tier 1 application. Who's here for IEEE? Yes, Rosia. 1039.20. IEEE? Is that... No one here for actually
really?
Yet? Okay. Perfect. Women into computer science and engineering?
They are also not here.
Also not here. Okay. For the record, Commissioner Hidalgo stepped back into the room at 6:02 p.m. All right, Steel Bridge?
That's me.
All right, we're here to you next. If you would come up to the table, that'd be great. And can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
No. Okay. Chris Meyer, president, president slash project manager, Steel Bridge.
Kyle Castle, I'm a proxy for Treasure.
Did we get an email?
Yeah.
Commissioner Wayne?
I received it.
Perfect. All right, and then also for records, are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Nope.
All right, cool. So we'll move into your Tier 4 application. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
So what we're applying for is T-shirts, water bottles, and polos, especially the water bottle. Since our conference is April 20th through the 22nd, it's impossible to order the water bottles after the normal Spring 2 funding period because, like, we have to order them by this Saturday. in order to get it here to be available for our conference. That's why we're doing it early, and it's just those items.
Commissioners?
So basically, they're going to feel. Did you check if you still had a screen fee?
For the screen fees, for only water bottles,
okay.
Not for t-shirts or polos.
Okay.
But that does apply to the Steel Bridge one because there were water bottles in there.
Oh yeah, and then what is ground from FL? Is that
so? Where are those water bottles that we chose are made in Florida, so they have to ship them in from Florida to get here.
Okay. So they're all within the caps, $8 for polos, $6 for shirts, and we don't have a cap on water bottles, so they're $9.50. They're getting vinyl stickers, which they have the supporting document for. And do you still want that?
Yeah, I forgot that I did that because I did the application last week.
If you're looking for that, that's on the Word document on the first page. And it says price if you zoom in.
That's, you're just paying for the one from
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And everything looks good. They have enough money in their caps. For tier 4? Okay. I move to approve Steel Bridge competition team for spring 2 funding at the amount of $997.53.
Seconded by Commissioner Tarr. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Cool.
Is that it for you guys?
All four ASC clubs.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll jump into ASCE Water Treatment Team. Again, can we get your names and positions in the organization for our record?
Chris Meyer, just general member and proxy.
Kyle Castle, proxy.
And did you get an email from President?
Yes.
Okay.
From George.
Do they need to sign in on the public tennis sheet for each of their organizations?
We put the list.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and could you tell us about this one?
Same deal. Everything just needs to be ordered. Or Fuel told us with just the size of what we're getting, they would like it all to be just paid for by April 1st so that we know that it'll be there for competition on April 20th through 22nd. I think for this one, it's just two different types of t-shirts.
Out of my personal curiosity, did you check with the World Shop?
I tried. They didn't respond for a week. And I emailed multiple times, so I gave up.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Commissioner White?
They've also told me this. They've been working with me on detailing me with what's going on in the World Shop. They just haven't answered.
Yeah.
Go see it.
You're hosting a conference here, or are you going to
Conference for MINTAC is all four ASC clubs, Steel Bridge, Water Treatment, Concrete Canoe, and ASC is just the group as a whole. It's down in Chico, April 20th through the 22nd. It's where all of us have our competitions. Basically, what we do for all the year goes up to that moment.
So just make sure travel paperwork is
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've already started that since registrations were due a while ago.
And make sure to submit the travel claims when you get back, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Wang?
So the updated invoice that you gave me, it says that there is no more screen fee?
Yes.
Okay, so as a result of no more screen, I don't know if you can talk for George or not, but that would mean that you have more money in the Tier 4 cap to get.
Yeah, I talked to Jacob, their number 2, and he said to, I think with how much they had left, I think they could get 49 t-shirts total, if I did math correctly, which is the question today. But
that number, 49.
Yeah, no, so
the summation of those two would be 49. I think that would say 12. The 28 goes to 37.
So we wanted to move the $14 shirts up to a 37.
Yeah.
Quantity of 37.
Is that the...
But the... So when I submitted it, I only had the Seal Bridge quote because fuel was being slow.
So I... What do you have is the newest invoice.
But we were only asking for the cap, obviously.
Okay.
Commissioner Wayne.
Should I break... So they're asking for two different t-shirts. One is the navy and white, and one is the pond blue. Should I split it up? Because they're two different shirt styles or designs.
What is it on this? And the spark dots.
It's split up.
Yeah.
Okay. I move to strike non-food item line 2 and add to food, non-food item line 2 pond blue 2 color at a quantity of 12 with a unit price. Oh, how many did you want?
So for the pond blue, it's only, or that's staying at 12. The
okay.
Navy would change to 37 if I did math correct.
Okay. Quantity of 12, unit price of 6, and change non-food item line 1 to a quantity of 37 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
This is a tier 4 application amount of $294.
Okay. And I believe they had 298.
Yep,
yeah.
They do.
Okay. So everything else looks good. I move to approve water treatment team for their tier 4 funding at the amount of $294.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquilla. Is there any discussion, Commissioner Ronquilla?
On your shirt designs, do you guys have DA Supernova anywhere on there?
On the one that, or did you get a vote?
We never got approved. On this one, for the other clubs, we have the proofs, but on this one, we didn't get a proof in time.
And they didn't know that it had to have the ASUN logo, but we will make sure to add that.
Okay, so can we add the stipulation so we're going to update the thing and make the funds?
Any manager else, Mayor?
Yep.
Cool. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Commissioner Tarr? Oh, funding manager, yes, ma'am.
So, specific words in the stipulation.
Logo.
Okay.
All right, we'll move into Concrete Canoe.
Yeah, so...
Names and positions.
Chris Meyer, general member and proxy.
Kyle Castle, proxy.
General proxy. All right, and we also... Are either of you ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. Early tier 4. Could you tell us about it?
For them, we are asking for duffel bags and water bottles. All for the same reason. They have to get it in early to get it by mid-pack because of the large order. The bags are just to help out because since theirs is more of an athletic base thing, duffel bag will help them, especially for their paddlers and whatnot.
Commissioner Wayne.
So they emailed me supporting documents for water bottles because they realized that they also wanted water bottles. They did some application, but I told them that it could be combined into one. How much money do they have left over in their tier 4?
For canoe?
Yes.
Canoe should have had all full 1,000.
Yep, looks like that.
Okay. So I move to add non-food item line 2, water bottles with a quantity of 25 and a unit price of $9.50. Non-food item line 3, screen fee, quantity 1, unit price 49, freight to non-food item line 4, quantity of 1, and an amount of $15 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Just an application amount of $841.50.
So you still have money left?
Yep, I'll talk to them and see if they wanted to, like, apply for something in case they go to nationals, which since no one from them was basically in town over spring break, I didn't have much communication over with them. So they said they wanted the duffel bags. I talked them into probably that they could do water bottles. I told them they probably could have done like 50 water bottles, but that would put them over tier 4, so they were going to make a decision once everyone's in town and I haven't heard back home.
Okay. Just know that our March 31st at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
For not early spring.
So March 3rd, so
Friday? Yes. Everything looks good. They have all their supporting docs. I move to approve Concrete Canoe for their tier 4 funding an amount of $841.50.
$841.50.
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. All right. And last one, I think, ASCE. Again, do we get names and positions?
Kyle Castle, I'm president.
Chris Meyer, I'm general member and proxy.
Cool. Early tier 4.
Okay, so.
That's about that one. Yep.
Same thing as before. We're trying to apply for polos for our New Pacific Conference, and like you were saying, the quantity of the order, we need to get it in early to have it in time for the conference. So we're applying for just general polos with ASC logo on. We did apply for 43. I think we can increase the amount.
Yeah, because since I was just basing it off of the steel version, I thought securing fee was just for anything, not just water bottles, so I added that on, so we're going to subtract that and add, or wanted to say go up to 50 to hit the max.
Yeah. I wasn't positive about the full amount of tier 4 funding that we have, so, I mean, whatever that is, we can just max that up.
Last tier 4 funding happened under a different president, so we're not clear on what happened.
Yes, yeah.
Well, he looks up the information. Just out of curiosity, why wasn't all of this requested for spring 1?
Because how we understood it was that it had to be for, since that would be classified for the event, which was that was our understanding, and we might be wrong.
Yeah, just in the future, if so make sure that it'd be a lot easier for the commission to give funds during that period that there's better tracking for how much funding there actually is, especially in spring 2 because it's the last period of the year. So it is very beneficial for the commission to have a better understanding of how much money is left.
Okay, we'll make sure that that's understood through the funds.
There is. Yeah. So they have 400 left. Yeah, for tier 4.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. We'll just move the quantity to 50 then.
Let's go your way.
And you're super sure this one's green?
Yes, super sure.
Okay.
Super
absolutely. I'm move to strike non-food item line 2. And change non-food item line 1 to 50 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
It's now an application amount of $400.
Commissioner Wayne.
I move to approve American Society of Civil Engineering for early spring 2 funding, tier 4, at the amount of $400.
Seconded by Commissioner Tarr. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Right on. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Alrighty. you in our rock tree here?
Yeah.
Alright, can you get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Justin Patridge, President.
Ryan Nunes, Treasurer.
Nathaniel Denny, Vice President.
Alrighty, thank you. And also for our records, are either any of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Alrighty, so we'll move into your early Tier 4 application. Could you just tell us about it?
So we're requesting two rocket motors for our testing and competition of our rocket, which our first launch is going to take place around the end of April, and our second launch is going to take place in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on June 22nd. So what they are is they're single-use chemical composite motors. So once you use them, they're completely destroyed. The reason why we're asking for them early is because of the fact of this is a nationwide competition involving close to 80 teams, and quantities that are left available for sale are becoming increasingly diminishing.
Gotcha. Commissioners? Commissioner Wang.
The application is good. It just... The reporting document is just the product, which is a 98 millimeter molar for $429.99. This isn't personally for me considered a capital expenditure because it's not going to last more than 5 seconds, 10 seconds,
3.2 seconds.
They need two because they need to test one and then they need to compete with one. And there's also a hazmat shipping, so I think it's okay.
How many members are in the organization now?
Rocketry's around 18.
Commissioners? Thoughts? Commissioner Tarr?
Looks good to me.
Commissioner Roncola?
Sounds good.
Commissioner Tarr?
I move to approve this application in the amount of $985.93.
Your feedback, Matt?
$985.93.
Say goodbye, Commissioner Wang. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, we'll move into Black Student Organization. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Could we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
My name is Wayula Barrett, and I am the president.
My name is Maureen Tallis, I'm director of events.
I'm Jakeela Hall, and I'm the secretary.
All right. Is this secretary the treasurer position?
No, I sent him a proxy.
You got a proxy? Okay, sweet. and also, are any of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then, did you sign in on that book? Okay, cool. So we'll move into your early Tier 1 application. Commissioner Adalio, did you see this one?
I'm looking over it. I just want to go over the supporting docs.
Okay. And just briefly, since we've heard about it, could you just refresh our memories about this event?
So basically, it's an annual ball that the club puts on, and just basically we bring in a keynote speaker, and we give out awards, and it's dinner, dance, kind of thing.
Yeah, Commissioner Roncola.
I had a question. So how did you guys get the $5,000 cost for the speaker? Because on
the $5,000?
Yeah. It does $5,001, between $5,001 and $10,000.
It's the booking fee and the supporting docs.
I know, so what I'm saying, because it's between the how committed.
Well,
so exactly.
We're negotiating them right now. It's on $5,000. Yeah, it won't go below $5,000.
Is there a cap on how much can spend on a speaker?
I don't think we have one.
It's not in the regulations, I think.
Commissioner Uncle.
But in our policy manual, we do have a cap for catering. So we're going to move the 2450 down to 20 because the 20 is the cap.
20?
For the catering, for the silver and blue.
Like, what exactly is the dollar range you're talking about? 20?
So in your application, it's 2460, but our cap is 20.
So
catering.
Per plate?
Yeah, per plate.
Okay.
So we're going to move down to 20.
Okay.
I move to change line, food line, food item line one to unit price of $20. Unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Wang.
When are you expecting to get the speaker and host this event?
By the end of this week.
So that would fall into our.
But our, we talked about this last time, our actual event falls in spring one.
Yes.
So what exactly are you asking?
No, I said that it's in spring one, which means this wouldn't be an early spring two funding.
Okay.
Because it's in spring one.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Was it supposed to be a Genesis emergency?
No, it's under spring two. Just off by one day.
Forget. I remember we talked about this last time.
Yeah, I remember.
You didn't. You guys told me to reapply. Because the only reason why you guys didn't approve is because I mixed up my supporting documents.
Yeah.
But the same circumstances still apply.
So there is it's on April 16th, and the funding period starts April 17th. It's just off by one day. So I think it's fine if it's under. It's just one day. But does everyone else think?
Commissioners? I think it's.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
I mean, to play both sides, I just want to. I'm trying to remember why. Because I remember we said it would be okay if we did it for whichever funding period we're gonna do it in, but I'm trying to remember how we got to that point. Is what I'm trying to remember.
Commissioner Clark,
do you remember which meeting that was?
Check the
minutes from that meeting.
Oh, damn. What was that?
It was
the one right before spring break.
It was the
meeting before spring break.
It was before that. It was like a week or two before that meeting.
It was the last meeting. I think it was in here.
No, we were
meeting again. I'd like to pass the gavel to Cutting Manager Jason Mayer. Sorry, guys. I've got to run to class.
Have fun swimming.
Huh?
Have fun swimming.
Yeah, thanks. Cutting Manager Jason Mayer, you can take that.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
So it's February 28th.
Rocio, will you touch on?
Yeah.
See y'all later.
Bye.
How are you taking on minutes?
You want me to email them to you all? Is it done?
That works.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, it's not online yet.
No, because we don't get uploaded until they're approved.
He has his hand raised.
Oh, sorry, Kenneth.
So, what are we currently waiting on for right now?
We're waiting to make sure that this is a.
We decide.
We can actually hear this application.
Because it's just off by one day?
Technically, their event doesn't end until.
I recall
the 17th, if you guys really want to be technical, so we can avoid this whole situation.
No.
It can end at 12:30 if that's what you guys
need. I didn't think of that before. cool.
You said last week it's on this one. That you guys
last week y'all were good. Remember how you guys said? Yeah, the only issue was is that I made the mistake and I uploaded the wrong supporting documents.
Okay, so that means it should be in the minutes that we voted it was okay. I guess.
You did. I remember typing that.
So we did.
I don't remember which minutes those were.
So then, can we just continue with the
episode? The last time BSO came was that time.
Do you remember the date?
Yeah.
Rocio.
You probably.
The issue is she's. So we're deciding whether or not we can hear this application on spring two
or spring one.
Or spring one. But what they're saying is last time we voted and we approved it to hear that. As
we're close, but yeah, something right here.
So we should continue to hear that.
It might have been the
They have new supporting documentation.
Right, so it should be...
Yeah, that was the only reason why you guys said that.
So,
let's just...
Commissioner Tarr, what are you doing?
Just
go.
Just minutes from this.
Okay, do you want us to wait for you?
It's the 24th.
I'll wait on Commissioner Tarr to see what he says so we can get an actual answer to the question. Commissioner Aquila.
So in the policy, it says on Section 14, event date within the funding request hearings. Should an event date overlap two funding periods, the request related to the event must be made at the earliest funding hearing.
So, we can push
this
through, Okay.
It's okay.
It's our policy.
Commissioner
Wayne. So, I'm reading the minutes on page 9, and basically, they said that you guys wouldn't have to pay your keynote speaker and the caterer until after Spring 2. And you basically pay it after the service.
Oh, yeah.
Which it would be the 17th is what,
so
why we agreed
but
to
weren't
keep.
You guys making the argument that, you guys made some argument why that wasn't valid. I don't remember what exactly you guys said, but you guys
Commissioner Wang.
No, you said that you won't be making any payments during Spring 1. And I suggested you come back in spring with Spring 2 application during Spring 2 hearing. Commissioner Tarr said this was early funding. And then...
Because technically we would have to pay the speaker the day he comes.
Right. But it was to our understanding that you had said here that you don't have to pay the keynote speaker until after Spring 2. Or until... That's what it says.
Can I revise my statement since it's a new hearing?
The statement doesn't matter.
It's just
our original judgment.
We were judging it as
spring. Can we go with the policy?
Well, the policy would say that you can't.
Yeah.
The policy says you can't because it says the earliest funding hearing would have been technically
spring
1.
Okay,
yeah.
So what are we going to do?
What do you guys think? Commissioner Rompola?
I personally think, because they came multiple times, and in the past he was held as a member, right?
Yes.
And then how successful was it in the past?
They should be successful.
That's why I think of it. Because it's been held for, 3-4 years now? Longer than that?
Well, yeah, it's been running for a while. Currently back on campus, because VSO left campus for a couple of years. We've been back on campus for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time we're throwing consecutively since we've been back. So, yes.
Can your account handle paying the funds?
Yep, we did it last year.
Okay, so in a minute, Director Long has said that if you can handle paying the funds, it won't have to be retroactive. And we can approve it for early Spring 2 because then they will just reimburse you in Spring 2. Does that make sense?
So basically, April 17th, we would be able to spend money, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
So the way it works with Spring 2 is you can spend money, for spring to request, the first day you can spend money is April 17th. That's when, like, the funds are approved.
Okay.
And so if you would have to, say, pay the day before, because you already did get approved, it's not considered retroactive funding. Because there is retroactive funding in our policy is no. There is a no list, because we don't want the club to spend the money and then ask to be reimbursed after through club support funding. Because that kind of puts everyone in a bad scenario, because we don't want to say no to a club that has already spent the money, but in the same light, there's no promise that it can get approved. But it's different if you request the money, get approved, then spend it out of your own pocket, and then fill out a reimbursement request. And that's
so
a different thing
that
is allowed.
You want us to pay for it out of pocket and then get reimbursed?
If it gets approved, yeah, that would be the best way to do it.
Okay.
Commissioner Bitar.
Point of privilege.
Okay.
And then I have another question. So for Sober and Blue, we don't pay till after the fact. So if we don't pay after the fact, do we still need to get reimbursed? Or would we just use the funding?
No, you can just use a credit card request for that.
Okay.
Commissioner Bitar left the room at 6:34 p.m. Okay, so what are we saying?
So what I'm hearing is we're approving. So if we approve the whole thing, they can still pay for Silver Blue Kittery with the funding, but they have to pay for the speaker out of pocket and then get reimbursed after. Just clarify from my knowledge.
Okay.
So can you guys are you guys able to pay the $5,000 out of pocket? Or the cost of the speaker out of pocket and then get reimbursed? Are you guys able to do
that? We would have to check ticket sales in order to do that, because currently we have 2,000 in the bank. Just about, so we have to come up with another 3,000 through sales. So that's the only issue with that I have with that. Because to my understanding, we would have the money, and if we had to pay the speaker the same. I thought, the last meeting that we had, I thought that we were going to be able to have the money up front. But then that's something I'm going to have to go back and talk to my speaker with and see if they'll take it the day after. Because to my understanding, we do have to pay per check. We can't do credit cards to speakers. They don't take credit cards, so we would have to send a check. So last year when we had our speaker, we ended up paying through check, which was after the fact, if that makes sense. The only way I guess this would apply if they wanted in advance, then we would have to pay out of pocket. If that makes sense.
My comments are, if you guys feel like, for example, if this was something that was a potential issue with us just miscommunicating, and you are fine with letting them go, you can invoke that this is within the flexibility of the commission, and that this might have been, if you guys believe that this is sort of our fault, we can always provide sort of that flexibility. But I think the thing that would happen is if, for example, if you accepted them for this, for at least for two, Richard and I would get an email saying that BSO would be trying to spend the money at a different funding period, but then Central Station will basically, Richard and I would have to approve it as an exception, and if you guys are okay with that, that would be one way to do it as well. Commissioner Wang.
Why isn't what I just said not relevant to having them pay out of pocket for the speaker and then approving them for early spring 2 funding, because Silver and Blue Catering can't be paid until April 17th, and they can get reimbursed April 17th for the speaker.
So are you guys okay with that then?
That's what I don't want to put that on the club, because if we're waiting to get, because some people, they do ticket sales through checks, so that has to get cleared through Central Station, and I don't want to wait on someone's check in order to pay my speaker. And it just doesn't make sense. If we're paying for the check with the speaker and we give it to them the next day, why can't we use the club funding? Why do we have to wait to be reimbursed? Why can't we just use it?
Michelle Wang.
I mean, I don't think it's a communication issue, because on February 24th, we explained very clearly and concisely what the issue was. And the suggestion...
You guys didn't say anything about reimbursement, which is what I'm confused about.
Yeah.
Rocio.
Okay, so I think we have an understanding here that we all can agree that somebody dropped the ball for both sides, possibly, but at the end of the day, you knew the funding periods, and you knew the dates, so you do
have to take some responsibility from your end to make sure that we're, you know, the commission is trying to work with you, but this should have been requested last funding period, and that would have been the ideal. We've seen that other organizations don't know that, so we're trying to work with you, but help us out. That's okay.
They did request last funding period over spring one, but then they didn't have the current supporting documents. That's why.
So you should either do a roll call vote or...
Any more discussion or any motions? We can do a roll call vote. Anything? Commissioner Tarr.
Garcia, do you know if there's anything from the central station side where they can like make some contract with the speaker saying they'll get paid the 17th, just the first day of spring two?
Yeah, so the contract depends on when it's signed. So if the check is going to be mailed, it's going to take 10 to 15 business days. And as long as the speaker understands that they're going to receive payment afterwards and not the day of, because you won't have the check the day of. So as long as that's okay with the speaker and that it's part of the contract, that shouldn't be an issue to be paid at a later time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another option. Is just,
well, last year when we with Everett, he signed the contract and he knew he was getting paid after the fact, and he got mailed to him.
Okay. That's what I would recommend, is just say, hey, we can pay you the day after.
Okay.
Because that's when Spring 2 funds would be accessible.
Commissioner Wang.
Also, you mentioned that you didn't... How much did they have in their 40%?
They have this and their 40%.
Okay.
And the amount would be like 4,000, right? So
they want the max.
So they want them, so we would have to readjust.
The thing is, that's as of, did you make any deposits in the last month?
I thought we had more than that. I had one.
Because this is as of the beginning of March, and that's the earliest, that's the newest value Central Station could give me. So,
what
I also.
What does that bring us down to?
What is it?
Hold on. Oh, whoops. That would be. Yeah, that's what you could request, I think. So. The thing is, if you. Do you have proof that you made a deposit?
I didn't bring any of that with me.
Okay. I might be able to ask again. But I don't know if I can leave. Okay. I passed the yellow, Commissioner Tarr.
I won't pass it back.
$2,000. The last time I had a printout, yeah. It's
so the only reason that this
is
really doesn't really
eight.
Work.
That is the beginning of the month, so it's been 28 days since the early
years.
Because last time we came, we were fine, weren't we?
I don't remember, but it's just because it's been 28 days. You might do you make any deposits during this period? Are you taking the month's
like
off?
Yeah, no, I understand.
That's right.
I understand.
That was like taking the spending aspect of that event into account to swing it.
Oh my god.
I think without the solution, we just need to wait for your attention.
You guys can use Inkblot for everything.
Yeah, we're using Inkblot. We're just thinking of, but we're in the process of that.
Yeah. Are we allowed to move to strike stuff from the minutes with open Inkblot?
Huh?
Do you know? I'm just curious.
think so.
She was like, what?
I was like, what?
You, yeah, you can move the strength stuff from the minutes through Robert's rule. I don't know if the meeting law allows it.
I think on the minutes, you would just ignore that portion. You could blank and say there was no comment. Is that what you mean?
No, like, we can have a discussion, and then I could say I moved to strike that discussion from the minutes.
Oh, I don't know.
But I don't think open meeting law allows that. That's kind of a two-part.
What would you strike?
I was just curious.
Strike those bad jokes.
Yeah. Later on, what's the score of the game?
Question.
74-68.
Warden and Richard are asking if anyone's going to joke better if they're from St. Warriors. That's about to tell.
Do you need to put this stuff in the business too?
I'm not. Okay. I'm like, I probably should. But this is kind of garbage, though. So.
It doesn't change the intent of anything.
I didn't expand the question.
Okay, this one's a pretty long minute. So, 1 minute, so yeah. I'm going to do this. It sounds like fun. Okay, we are going to move.
Wait, do we have quorum?
We're going to move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 17th, February 24th, February 28th. And that's it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Hidalgo.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Lang. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Ooh, that was fun. That's it. I'm applying for director next year. The one semester director.
Should go into reports.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can. So we will now move into commissioner reports. We can start with Commissioner Hidalgo. All right, line item 7, commissioner reports.
Hello, friends. Hope you guys all had a great spring break. I kind of worked with Commissioner Tarr. I'm going to give you guys the link to my survey. I appreciate you guys sent it out to your coalitions. I'll expect that by Friday. And then, I was trying to look over for a date for that barbecue. How does April 25th sound to people? It gives us ample time to prep for it.
Wait, is that for the barbecue?
Yeah.
From what time to what time?
Yes. 11 to 2.
Okay. So. Wait, what?
Well, you're gone. We approved minutes and we're in the house report.
Perfect. I love the initiative.
The 25th sounds good to everyone. We can revisit this later. We should go back to.
Okay, I pass the apple back to the manager.
Thank you. Rocio, did you do yours yet, or no? Your report?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay. Moving back into policy, procedure, administrative actions. 4A3, we're going back to apply student organization, early tier 1 application. Okay, so I looked, and they said they couldn't find anything. So did you make any deposits in the last month?
No, I don't think so, but my treasurer did.
Yeah, because they said that this was the most updated one as of the beginning of March.
Okay, so we would either have to remit it or resubmit because the funding, the application isn't due till the 31st, correct?
Yeah, you'd have to hear that at the funding hearing, but what do you guys think of that?
Because we would need 1,600, correct, for the 4,000.
Yes, as the 40%, I believe.
That's what they would need.
Oh.
Because they're way over the max. The caps are 4.
Don't they need, 2,000?
Yeah, you would need 1,600.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys okay with, what do you guys decide about, the whole funding thing with this? Commissioner Wang.
We're just going to do a contract for the speaker so that they get paid on the 17th. And they will pay Silver and Catering, Silver and Blue, on the 17th. And so they can apply for early spring 2 funding.
Wait, they don't have the money in there.
Yeah, so they might need to come back.
So they're going to go to the spring two application at that point.
Would it be?
So I'm hearing that they should just come back to the funding hearing, like the official one.
But it will be after their event then.
No.
The funding hearing is a few days before the funding period starts.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so we're good?
Funding hearing, just so we're, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
April 14th, right?
Yes, and if you want a specific time, you can email, who do they email for a specific time?
Jared.
Okay. Email me.
Email Jared.
Jared, on a specific day.
Yeah. Either Friday or Saturday, you can pick an early time, so it can be done earlier.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll definitely do that. All right, but other than that,
that's
just
it.
Make sure we're hitting the 60%, and then
that's it, guys.
Right, guys. We're good.
Okay.
Speaker contract is Silver Blue has to be paid on the 17th and needs to be written.
Yes. Oh, okay. So just so you know, also you need to request the credit card probably like one business day before. So you probably should request the credit card right when you get approved the funding. Like literally, like when you leave that room, you should go on a computer and submit the credit card request ASAP. Because they need 24 hours for that.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, because it'll just be sitting there until you want to pick it up.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So I am seeking a motion.
Wait, we
could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Wait, what?
Did we pass the gavel back?
Yes. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Commissioner Dalgo.
Move to indefinitely postpone Black Skin Organization's early Tier 1 application amount of $4,000.
For a second. Second by Commissioner Ronquillo. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Awesome. Commissioner Wang.
Women... Wise is
going to
be...
Yep, 20. I know. I heard from front desk, so I was going to say something.
Okay,
about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, did you
send
out an email on March 22nd telling them?
Thanks for being patient.
You know how you send that,
learned a lot. Thank
you. Early Tier 4 agenda.
I thought I did. I assumed I sent to everyone. Sorry. So,
can you check?
Yeah.
So I can yell at them.
For those of you guys who didn't hear, women in computer science and engineering, I was told by front desk that they're actually on the way now, and they couldn't find the place. So they called front desk, and they just let me know.
So we should finish reports a little bit.
Yep. Where did we stop after reports?
Halfway through.
Hidalgo. Okay. Moving to... Item 7, report to commissioners. Commissioner Hidalgo.
There's a 20... What date did I say? April 25th. Still work with everyone. For the barbecue from 11 to 2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be there for 45 minutes.
11. Yeah, whatever time that was.
Perfect. Fine. Yeah. Cool. Next thing. Is everyone still good for next Friday?
Yes.
Well,
I
should be. Oh... Good question. What is everyone's availability? What time? I just want to make sure we have a date. I didn't think about that.
Anytime after 4 p.m.
Wait, what are you?
Bowling.
On Friday?
Like, uh-huh.
I'm open
all day.
What are you doing?
Just Friday. Because I only shoot the 31st, but only
make
it. How old is
it?
So
then
my sister goes.
How does... Let's just go earlier and... How does 6 o'clock sound?
When does the deal
start? Oh, wait, no. The deal doesn't start until like 7, I think.
Do you want to go to have dinner and then go?
Yeah, that might sound... Let me double check the time the bowling starts.
Can you see?
I don't think I sent an email for this meeting specifically.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
But you sent one to all the...
I sent one to them because they sent me an email confirming that they wanted to go. Yeah.
That's kind of late. So the Cosmic Bowling on Friday start at 9 p.m. But I'm down for whatever time you guys want to go. We could go earlier if you guys want.
It'll probably just be like $6 or $7 a game or something like that.
How about just do 8, have pizza or something at round table?
How about we do dinner at 7 and then bowling right after?
Yeah.
Does that sound good with everyone? Dinner at 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is April
7th.
And this is the night one, right? The bowling. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't
be able to make it, but
I'll join
us.
Oh, no.
Wait, when is the banquet?
No.
On the Asian banquet.
Oh, gosh. Let me look in at an email.
I'm just curious if it's the same weekend or later in the weekend.
March. Wait, no, sorry. I'm reading the wrong date. Nope. I don't know what the date is. Do you know where it's up?
What?
The date for the banquet. What was that, Commissioner Rombolo? You're gonna say something.
Oh, and then, I can ask it in my report later.
Okay. Alright.
Is this from my report?
Okay, that's good. Commissioner Park?
Report time?
Oh.
Commissioner Dogg left the room at 6:54. Commissioner Wayne?
The banquet is April 14th.
Oh,
April 14th.
Next week, okay.
Okay, 14th. Continue. What's your talk?
Okay. Wow, look at us now. The year's almost over. Okay, so policy passed at the last meeting here. It's going to GovOps this Friday and Senate next Wednesday, so April 5th. It's also their last meeting. So making a presentation for the senators to kind of fill them in on everything they need to know about everything. The Senate meeting will be at 5:30. The GovOps one is at 12. I will not be in town for the GovOps one, so Richard will be presenting for that. That Wednesday. I expect it to pass GovOps fairly easily. I've already been working with a lot of them anyway to write the legislation, because they have to do that, and they all seem to be favorable. And so Senate is kind of the big hurdle, and I don't expect it to be like super long and confrontational, although didn't expect that for the last one, and it was, although this one's not telling them what they can and can't do. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
So this is the last meeting, and then it's either approved or not approved for next school year, or?
It could be at later ones. It's just, so you know how elections just happened?
Yeah.
The brand new senators will start April 12th. And I don't want to put a change of this size on them if I don't have to, because we've been working with this current session all year, so might as well, like, you know, have them be the ones that vote on it. Obviously, if for some reason it has to be put off a few weeks, we'll have no choice.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the goal, is to have the current senators that we've been working with that are experienced be the ones that vote on it, as opposed to having the new guys vote on it who don't really know all that much yet, because it's like their first or second meeting. So that's kind of the goal, but we do have some time.
Yeah, and I encourage all of you to at least try to see if you could make it to one of these meetings, because it would be good for you guys to represent the department, and you guys are the ones who discussed this for so long and, you know, talked about it. So I think it would be at least nice to see your work coming to fruition.
I looked under ASA meetings under all the drop downs,
yeah,
and I could not find it. Said, like, no archived meetings anywhere, so...
Oh, it's archive. You put, what's an archive meeting? So
I just went to ASM funding,
okay.
And I just went there where the drop-down...
We checked on Saturday,
before.
And then we just assumed we'd get an email.
Yeah, I just went there, and...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get an email either.
Oh, wait. So
yeah, I just got your last one that said, like, you're on the thing for Tuesday, Rachel, and that's all I got, so I was like...
Oh, email
huh?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I kind of knew it.
Yeah, I went to
that. Commissioner Dahl, go to the room at 6:57 p.m. We'll now move back into policies, procedures, administrative actions. 4A3, we're going to hear women in computer science and engineering. So it's here for application around $365.90.
Yeah, because there's two tiers. Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. State your name, position, and if you are an ASC1 official.
From Brenda Penn, president, and Princess Vinlove, treasurer, no to a son member.
Okay. Sorry, guys, I'm doing...
Oh, no, you're fine. Thanks for taking us.
Oh, sorry, I was adjusting the commission because I'm doing funny magic stuff at the same time. So. Okay. Has anyone reviewed this application yet? For sure, Wang.
Can you tell us a little bit about your Tier 4 application for the significant
bit? Yes, so the Tier 4 is mostly our most significant bit event, and also just for general membership, retaining and recruitment. The most significant bit event is our fourth annual event that we've done on campus. It is open to all majors, all genders, everything. And particularly also high school students as well, to introduce them to the world of computer science and engineering and show that it's a very viable career path. And it's just a fun two-hour get-together, tasty food, fun computer science-like activities, our code, 3D printing, a whole bunch of stuff. And we hold it here on campus, and it's been very successful in the past, and we hope to keep continuing it.
Awesome. Commissioner Ronquilla?
Just so you know, for t-shirts, the cap for t-shirts is $6. You mark, you put 11, so we're going to move it down to 6.
Oh, I just put in the actual total amount so you can see how much they cost.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, we do know that.
What's your way?
Yeah, so in the future, you don't have to put, like, you just have to put our cap.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So, yeah, so you don't need to put the official
price.
Yeah.
Cool.
I move to change non-food line item 1 to the price of $6 unanimously.
Any dissent to the motion? Motion passes. This application now amount of $270.90. For sure, Wayne.
Everything else looks good. They're just asking for stuff at this event, so I move to approve Women into Science, Computer Science and Engineering for their early spring 2 funding with the amount tier 4 with the amount of $270.
Second by Commissioner Ronquillo. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, we're moving to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. So $270.90. That's correct. Okay, so. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, sorry, that was
okay.
Awesome after.
Okay, moving on to Women in Computer Science Engineering's Early Tier 5 application. Could you tell us a little bit about this application?
Same thing, so it's for the same event, the most significant bit event. We decided to utilize Tier 5 as recommended for Rachel's recommendation at the
Perfect.
Last ELC meeting, and especially since we do reach out to high school and middle school students, so it is a community outreach event as well.
Perfect. Sorry, hold on. Let's double check something. I'm not sure.
What room is HRE?
So it's the Reed Earthquake Building.
By the OnStar, you go all the way down the path.
Okay, Reed Engineering Building.
Yeah, yes. Okay. I just acronym.
It's HRL.
The big one where they hold a lot of engineering stuff.
Perfect. Anybody have something else? Sorry, just double checking stuff. Commissioner Wang.
What is the acrylic sheets for?
Keychains.
Yes, so I should have specified 4 keychains, but it's a big acrylic sheet to which we take to the Delamere. We have them all engraved and all cut out with the laser cutter.
Oh, cool.
As we have done in the past with the 12 Pack Swing Dance Club, so they're awesome. We'll give you one if you want.
Yes.
A lot come out of there. They look really good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so,
Do I have something?
Is that a hand?
Yes, ish. Where does it say that you have a setup fee for the water bottle?
So, did you see the included screenshots?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so that is that setup fee, I'm not sure if it will go down once I actually go into the Discount Mugs website, do the whole order, and actually, like, click place order. So I did put it in there provisionally, just in case you guys see where where that's coming from.
Commissioner Wang.
That's fine. So I move to approve women to computer science and engineering for their early spring 2 funding, tier 5, at the amount of $249.21.
Second by Commissioner Ronquillo. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we want to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Commissioner Wang.
And just as a reminder, real spring 2 funding is due. It's Friday.
Yep.
If you and let me know if you need help.
Thank you. Cool. Yeah, sorry about this.
It's okay.
It's been a hectic, horrible.
It's okay. Well, congratulations.
No, it's fine.
Cool. Thanks, guys. That was accommodating.
Yeah.
This is not about your current club, but did you get my email about reserving space in the Beacon for dance?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm already aware of that. I've already talked to Wygan. Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's super helpful. We're stoked about that.
Were you guys always women into computer science and engineering, or women in computer science and engineering?
Into.
Okay, because it sounds like I'm into the... I don't know, I was always...
I know, yeah, it's kind of fun.
I feel like I should speak in.
I know, but we can try to change it.
I don't know.
For the officers.
I just think about it, like, into.
It has been. It's on our banner. Everything.
Sure.
I know.
It's,
I never thought about that.
I know.
It just like this sounds fine. But
I don't even
process. Well, there actually already is a Women in like Computer Science, which is like a nationwide big kind of club type thing. So I think ours, since they started it here just on campus, they decided to make it a little different. Yeah. And it's old, so I don't know. It's interesting.
Do we need to do the whole
Yes, you do. Where's the public attendance sheet?
They should be on that end, so I'm
passing
around.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome. So just sign that.
Yep, perfect.
Perfect, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks for taking us.
Yeah,
that
no problem.
Awesome.
I was actually the one that was talking in front of us, so that was like...
Yeah, no. We were in the middle of one of our meetings for this club, so...
Awesome.
It was like 10 minutes, and we're like, all right, gotta go. Bye, guys.
Yep.
Awesome. So... All right. What was the last... We were on. You guys remember what last report we were on?
I think it was
Nine.
Okay. So we'll now move back into seven report of the commissioners. Commissioner Tar, do you have anything else?
I think, Chrissy, I had a question. Or no? Because I saw you raise out your hand at one point.
For the report?
Yeah. If not, then my report's over.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
Yes. Just keep in mind that that agenda is.
Yeah, 9 more.
Yeah.
Gonna be there till midnight, all night or day, so it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just talking about like.
Yeah.
But before we move on, can you all just repeat that notes, because I want to make sure I have everything correct.
So you want me to just repeat everything?
Yeah, just go down the list.
Okay, so for the record, I'm repeating the results of all the amounts approved. So, Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, both of them did not attend the meeting. American Society of Mechanical Engineers, early Tier 2 application, 1,080. It was approved as Tier 2 and approved as in the amount of $1,039.20. Women in Computer Science and Engineering, early Tier 4, 365.90, approved as Tier 4. $270.90. The next Women in Computer Science Engineering application was approved at Tier 5. Amount approved for $49.21. Good so far. Steel Bridge Competition Team was approved Tier 4 at $997.53. ASCE Water Treatment Team was approved at Tier 4, $294. Concrete Canoe was approved at Tier 4, $841.50. American Society of Civil Engineers was approved at Tier 4, $400. UNR Rocketry Team was approved at Tier 4, $985.93. And Black Student Organization was definitely postponed. Awesome. Commissioner Wang.
We can indefinitely postpone IEEE2.
Yep. So we'll now move back into policy, procedure, administrative actions 4A3. Do I have a motion? Anyone? Commissioner Wang?
I move to indefinitely postpone IEEE's early tier one request at an amount of $776.92 and IEEE's other tier one request at an amount of $86.98.
Second by Commissioner Tarr. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we want to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Perfect. Commissioner Wang.
Were you saying something about their account not having enough money?
Yep.
Okay.
They didn't have enough. According to... Again, this is as of the beginning of March, and there's also no recent deposits in the system either, so... Do you want me to re-agendize them for...
No, they're actually... They just submitted early, but they meant to submit it for just regular spring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That works. Sounds good. We'll now move back into report of the commissioners. Commissioner Wang, take it away.
Oh, me.
You have a report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I sent to all advisors the... advisor survey, and I've gotten 55 responses so far. I'm pretty happy about that because that was a lot more than I expected. Going through it, a lot of them want more communication on policy changes, especially okay. funding policy changes. So I will be working with Rocio on probably sending them like a memo or something before, after or not we get approved for this one, because they really want to be kept in the loop. Some of them express distress that they used to be kept in the loop and now they're slowly being kind of pushed out, and so they feel like they haven't really learned very much. Also there was a section that was categories of what you know most about ASUN. And a lot of them knew about funding, and that was like the only thing they knew, or that was one of the few things that they knew. And so, yeah, I will be compiling a summary of that. Friday is the last day for them to submit before I start compiling all the information, so you'll probably get a longer report tomorrow. And yeah, so I'm excited for that. And hopefully we can fall roll something for next semester, or maybe, yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
So moving on to Commissioner Carrasco.
By show of hands, is anyone coming to the Northern Nevada Diversity Summit this Thursday?
What time?
It's from 8 to 5. I have class Sunday.
8 a.m.
Like,
to 5 p.m.
Are you coming? Or it's the same, me too.
Unfortunately. All right, Commissioner Wong, follow up.
What is
the report?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The newsletter's gonna be a week late. It'll be sent out next week, hopefully by next Friday. If there's anything you guys want to put on it, let me know. My project is still making that club, like a club handbook. Because of spring break, me and Sylvia and Kat, my intern, are kind of like delayed on the rough draft, so we'll try to get it in by next Friday as well. For the rough draft, it's going to include different things about like what the different parts of ASUN, club funding, what Robert's rules is, everything, so then they have that in hand when they're coming in for the new club that are coming next school year. Other than that, that's about it. My question is for ASUN, like the club award things that are due tomorrow. How do we choose, like, when do we go to the
So, what happened last year was we just talked about it, but the thing is, okay, so, I don't know what Director Long has planned for this year regarding that. I think he, in the past, like two years ago, like, we just decided on I think the commission decided on voting at meeting, but then that would be kind of bad because then it's public because then you'd know. So a thing that I was considering proposing to him was you all vote or you all discuss in the meeting but then you vote, you write it down so that by that time, you know, just Richard would be able to just sort through things and, you know, find out and just announce who wins at the banquet.
Okay. I was just curious on
that. No, but we'll bring that up.
I don't know, that's all.
Rocio?
No, I was the answer.
Okay. Awesome. So we'll move back into item 6, report of close for funding manager. So I was supposed to have something ready for you guys, but Rocio is going to expand a little bit on something that I think is going to be relevant to what happened with my situation. But so I remember asking you guys if you could meet with me as well. I'm still definitely open to that before the end of March, before the end of April. Please schedule something with me. I really want to hear your guys' information regarding this. Once the funding tracker is pretty much, well, once we have most of our records for it, or before the end of my term, I was going to propose this to Director Long, but I want to create a strategic plan for the next few years, which is why this is really important that you guys mention this, because it's going to be a document that's going to be seen by future commissions, and it's going to include all of your guys' input as well. So that was my intention with asking for you guys' feedback. So please email me as soon as possible a time within April that will work for you guys. Aside from that, that's it for me. So we approved the minutes already? Which ones did we approve?
All of the ones that...
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thanks for that. So, we're on 9. Any remarks to me or Director Wong that you pass on? Awesome. So, we'll now move on to staff reports. I'll receive.
Great. So, a few important things that I wanted to discuss with you all. I'll get to that. The first one, there's a couple of issues that we've been having with Center for Senate Engagement, so I'm just asking a little bit of your help. There have been some issues with organizations not sending in travel plans when they return from their trips. So what is going to happen is that Richard is going to be CC'd on those emails that get sent to those clubs that have to turn in travel claims. And then what I'm going to direct Richard to do or direct Long to do is to let you know whoever the commission is corresponding with that organization so that you can work with them to get that turned in, because they will be put on hold until that travel claim it gets turned in. And they are very important because, one, we know that they've returned and that everything went well, and two, if there's any money due or any money that they need to pay back, that happens. Okay, so it's very important that they do this travel claim. And just know that we're going to be more cautious during the funding periods. I'm going to be mentioning that during the travel part when we share with them the information. So that's one part. And then as far as renewals, is another area of that I am asking all of you to really help. I know it's going to be a busy month, and you have lots of things going on with projects and funding hearings, etc. If you're just so extremely busy and you can't help, please email me separately. But if you have some free time, what I would like to ask of all of you is to help us with the renewal process. As you all know, Brian is no longer with us, and the renewal process is here, and we have a lot of organizations that have been active in turning in applications. So we would appreciate some help with reviewing constitutions. We have just a couple of things that we require in the constitution: of officer removal, the non-discrimination clause, etc. So it's pretty clear cut. All you would have to do is just make sure that those constitutions have those things, and if there's any issues with them. So reviewing constitutions or helping answer questions that, whether it's, hey, how far along am I in the process? So that's something that we can forward to you, and you can respond to them by looking at the Nevada shared box and just saying, oh, you've done this and this and this, you still have this to do. So if everyone is okay, we'll be sending emails, and if you can't help, email me separately so that I know. But otherwise, that's what I was planning on doing, is just forwarding emails if they are in your coalition or at least in each of the constitutions. Any questions about that? Okay. And I was talking to Richard about this, and from what I understand, this is something that the commission did anyway a couple of years ago before Brian existed or that position existed. So it's not uncommon that the commission was more involved with the renewal process. So.
This was the first year where we handed off the renewal process to professional staff, and it's worked out pretty well.
Perfect. And then the last thing is a very important part. Jared, you presented on the data?
A little bit. Do you recall the last meeting? That wasn't incomplete, though.
Oh, okay.
Because
so
it was just the half side that we put towards.
Okay,
but.
Just so you all know, the data that Jared presented a couple of weeks ago about funding analysis is not the most accurate. We have to go back and revisit it. There were some issues with the accounting office, in which we know that they're a lot more behind with reconciliations than what we thought. So those numbers are not accurate, which means that we're going to be working very hard in the next couple of weeks to make sure that we know how much money we have left over. So just be prepared that there could be the possibility of Spring 2 having some sort of formula if we're not able to allocate all of the money that we originally thought, which is a good thing. So, you know, stay positive, because we want that number to go down to zero as much as possible. So it could be a great thing, because then we could make a case for potential increase. Just help Jared with that, and making sure that if you worked on an exception, that there was something that was not accounted for, or, you know, just be cautious of, like, numbers. The more eyes we have on this, the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question: if we do go past zero, would it just come out of our operations?
We can't go past zero because there's other expenses in the other item lines.
The thing is, there's other expenses in the department that are just Cubs Sport funding. So there's
So, and then the last thing, so when you're talking to organizations about requesting funds for Spring 2, by all means, don't discourage them, and, you know, encourage them to be part of the process. But at this point, I wouldn't feel comfortable with all of you just sharing information about how much is in the account, because we don't know that ourselves. Because we need to make sure how much money has actually been spent by clubs and orgs in order to know how much is left.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I know some of you did ask me about the funding tracker. I unfortunately can't give it to you now because it's pretty much useless at this point until Central Station can get back and get back up and forward and updated. So to clarify again, what's been happening is Central Station has been really backed up. So what I do as funding manager is I pull all the data from the back end. So my data is as reliable as Central Station's data. So if Central Station data isn't updated, the funding tracker is useless. So the thing is, they are going to be updating that as much as possible all the way to linear state by the beginning of Spring 2. So I will be working a few weekends as well to try to get that updated, and it is continuously rolling to be updated, but I can't give you a fully accurate funding tracker until probably around that time, maybe a few days after the beginning of Spring 2. So, yeah, that's what's happening.
And just the last thing, I forgot about this one, so this is the last one.
Club survey.
Incentives, yes,
yeah.
Club survey. So I know I've mentioned this a couple of times, and I really want to get feedback. So I've mentioned the two different types of incentives. So one is for the club survey that will be sent out to clubs soon. That survey is going to be sent to all of the members of the clubs, and we're going to be asking about behaviors and attitude towards civic engagement. So in order to get a good turnout, we would like to give some incentives for those club leaders. So I need to know if that's something that the commission is interested in. If so, in the past, what the group did was, I think, 3 mini iPads. So if that's something that you would like to continue, I would like to get that feedback today so we can send out the survey ASAP. And then the second thing is incentives for the club renewal. I think you remember mentioning to it. And I think you all discussed maybe 150 of different things. So cash prize or a cash reward for those that complete the club renewal by the deadline. And they would be entered into a drawing, and then the list would be whatever you all decide, and as well as any plot services.
Yeah, so essentially there's two incentives, and we actually ended up only discussing one of them in depth. So there's incentives for a club survey that Rocio is going to be releasing, and then there's an incentive to renew by the club by May 15th. So for the incentive to renew, we decided on $100, if that's right, kids. Right, yeah. So how many clubs are we sending that to? Did we choose how many clubs would be able to get it, or was it by drawing
a club survey?
No, for the incentive to renew by May 15th.
How many clubs? Well,
yeah.
We've had a good chunk. So far we've had close to 50. But I mean, we could have 100 by May 15th.
Oh, so are we giving the money to all of
them? No,
it's a drawing. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, perfect.
Well,
I sent you the link.
Well, it has to go to the club. So it has to be something that would benefit the entire club, and then a gift card to the wolf shop wouldn't necessarily.
But for the club survey, is that individual?
Yes. For the
club
that's survey, it's each person taking the survey.
Yeah.
Club survey should be Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, not a mini eye.
Well,
because it's for individual people.
Whatever you
Apple
all
Watch
decide.
Doesn't work if people don't have.
Well, I have an iPhone, but a lot of people use it. I'm just saying.
And how much is an Apple Watch?
Not sure.
That's a good idea too. I just need to know amounts and numbers.
So
give me that before you leave.
Yeah, so if you guys could suggest anything for that club survey, know this is going to be an individual award. Right now, Richard and I are okay with mini iPads. That's what we did in the past, but do you guys have anything else?
Did it work in trust?
I mean, I assume.
We were able to use the club data. It reached the minimum requirement in order to use
and
the data.
I think we should do the same thing. If it worked, don't change it.
Okay, so three mini iPads?
Okay. Awesome.
That's what I suggest.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So now moving to...
I'll look into the option of the watch and see how much it is in comparison. And then what's for the renewal? What did you all decide?
Renewal, we decided $100, right? Yeah, $100.
So just one $100?
No, it's
to
three clubs.
Yeah.
So 300 total?
Yeah.
So
100, okay.
All right, Commissioner Wang.
Actually, I'm waiting for public comment.
Oh, yeah, so are you done, Rocio?
Yes.
Perfect. So we'll now move on to item 11, public comment.
Okay, so I received a text message from the president of Sports Council asking about how the Club Sports Council wants to do an all-coalition event at the end of the year. And they wanted to know if all clubs have to put in separate applications for the same event, or if they can pull together and reserve any Tier 4 funding that all the clubs in Sports Council haven't used and put it into an application as a council.
Technically a different application for every club.
Yeah, I would say a different application. Well, what is the...
So this would be co-sponsorship.
Yeah, co-sponsorship is a different application for every club.
The thing is, I think that affects... I think the cap's still total, I think, there's a standard cap for the money.
Co-sponsored events is $12,000.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So they can put together, 500 here, 300 there, totaling up to $4,000.
Oh, yeah. I know there was, a number, but... Okay, so the total is $4,000 then.
Correct.
Okay.
But they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, just different apps.
I assume so. Yeah, just different apps for total $4,000 on all of them. Okay, awesome. Anything else? Perfect. So we'll now move on to 12, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 7:27 p.m. Thanks, guys. That was a long
time. Hello, everyone. Love you all. Come to South Show, watch me. Are you from Wimmera?
Can I
press
the line?
Take first place.
What
we're doing
tonight?
Oh, is it?
South Show, April 8th. Watch me and Rod. And I